On the surface, Detective LaGuerta was not impressed with this new piece of evidence. Perhaps she was hiding a deep and abiding concern for the symbolism of the mirror and all it implied under a carefully crafted facade of indifference. Either that, or she really was dumb as a box of rocks. She was still standing with Doakes. To his credit, he looked troubled, but maybe his face had simply gotten tired from its perpetual mean glare, and he was trying something new. "Morgan," LaGuerta said to Deb, "I didn't recognize you with clothes on." "I guess it's possible to miss a lot of obvious things, Detective," Deb said, before I could stop her. "It is," LaGuerta said. "That's why some of us never make detective." It was a complete and effortless victory, and LaGuerta didn't even wait to see the shot go home. She turned away from Deb and spoke to Doakes. "Find out who has keys to the arena. Who could get in here whenever they wanted?"
"Uh-huh," said Doakes. "Check all the locks, see if somebody busted in."
"No," LaGuerta told him with a pretty little frown. "We got our ice connection now." She glanced at Deborah. "That refrigerated truck is just to confuse us." Back to Doakes. "The tissue damage had to come from the ice, from here. So the killer is connected to the ice in this place." She looked one last time at Deborah. "Not the truck."
"Uh-huh," said Doakes.
He didn't sound convinced, but he wasn't in charge. LaGuerta looked over at me. "I think you can go home, Dexter," she said. "I know where you live when I need you." At least she didn't wink. Deborah walked me to the big double doors of the arena. "If this keeps up, I'll be a crossing guard in a year," she grumbled at me. "Nonsense, Deb," I said. 2 months, max." "Thanks." "Well, really, you can't challenge her openly like that. Didn't you see how Sergeant Doakes did it? Have some subtlety, for God's sake."
"Subtlety?"
She stopped dead in her tracks and grabbed me.
"Listen, Dexter," she said. "This isn't some kind of game here."
"But it is, Deb. A political game, and you're not playing it properly."
"I'm not playing anything," she snarled. "There are human lives at stake. There's a butcher running loose, and he's going to stay loose as long as that half-wit LaGuerta is running things."
I fought down a surge of hope.
"That may be so. It is so," Deb insisted. "But Deborah, you can't change that by getting yourself exiled to Coconut Grove traffic duty."
"No," she said, "but I can change it by finding the killer." Well, there it was. Some people just have no idea how the world works. She was otherwise a very smart person. Truly, she was. She had simply inherited all of Harry's earthy directness, his straightforward way of dealing with things, without latching on to any of his accompanying wisdom. With Harry, bluntness had been a way to cut through the fecal matter. With Deborah, it was a way of pretending there wasn't any.